It all began with a story. Not really a story in the once-upon-a-time sense, but a story I wrote about the people of Odyssey. It was called A Day in the Life, and told about Connie, Eugene, Bernard, and, well, you know, the folks I see throughout the day. I guess it was supposed to be a written portrait capturing 24 hours in the life of Odyssey. Well, like I do with most of my stories, I sent it off to Patrick Walker, my literary agent in Chicago. He reads what I write, then sells it to book publishers and magazines if he thinks it's good enough. Well, time passed. Frankly, I forgot all about my little story. That is, until one day at wit's end...
Oh, Wit, if these kids spill just one more drink, I'm going to use the bucket as a lethal weapon.
Oh, phew, well, we sure are busy today.
I'm not sure busy has anything to do with it. Everyone has butterfingers all of a sudden. I'm getting dishpan feet from all the mopping up.
Perhaps it's time to apply that glass adhesive we invented, Mr. Whitaker.
Well, maybe so, Eugene.
Oh, coming! Oh, hurry up, or next time Eugene can clean up.
Wit? Wit!
What is it, Bernard?
A limousine.
A what?
One of those big, long, white limousines. And it's in front of your shop.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's unusual.
You ought to see this baby. I mean, it's so white, you can turn it on its side and use it to ski on. More doors than a bus station locker room. And so long, you could have to be double-jointed just to turn a corner.
Fascinating.
Well, I wonder who in the world
John Avery Whitaker.
Pat Walker.
How are you, old snake in the grass?
How repulsive.
Oh, well, I'm fine, Pat. And you?
Couldn't be better.
Well, I guess not if that's your limousine out there. This is Eugene Melsner and Bernard Walton.
How are you?
How are you doing? Nice car. I could give you a quantity discount to do the windows.
Excuse me,
are you really double-jointed, Mr. Walker? I've always been amazed by contortionists.
Well, what are you doing here, Pat? And why the limousine?
The limo isn't mine. Was hired by the gentleman I'm with, and he's the reason I'm here. The two of you have to meet.
We do? Why?
That short story you sent me, A Day in the Life, remember?
Oh, yes.
I loved it so much that I handed it off to a friend of mine who works with Hawthorne and Riverside Publishing. Well, he was in the middle of editing an autobiography by Clark Gilbert, you know, the famous film producer, and thought your story was so good that Gilbert should see it. So he sent it to him.
Uh-huh. Eugene, you get many of this.
I'm still trying to figure out why he called Wit a reptile in a garden. Mm.
Gilbert went head over heels with a story and bought it. You'll be very happy with the price I got, too.
Bought it? What for?
That's the punchline. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Gilbert wants to make your story into a movie.
A movie? Oh, my goodness.
Fascinating.
A movie here about the people of Odyssey? Oh, wow. I wonder if they need any female announcer types. We'll return with today's adventure in Odyssey right after this. Let's see. I'll need a picture, a resume, and I'll be back. And now a look at what happens when Hollywood comes to Odyssey.
Don't talk to me about points, Bob. You have your share of points. You want more points? Just drop your director's fee.
Just sit where you like, Wit.
No, don't
this
give me
limo
that.
Is no, big.
You know you're talking.
Is that a chandelier?
Hey, watch out for the fax machine, will you?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. No,
you know,
Bob,
we could have met
Bob,
in my office.
Bob.
Mr. Gilbert's more comfortable
listening.
Here.
Gross. Are you crazy? I'm talking net here. Yes, net. Oh, you're killing me. You're breaking my heart. Yeah, right. I have a grandmother in Jersey, too. You give the man a wrench in Utah, he thinks he owns the world.
Clark Gilbert, this is John Whitaker.
Hiya. Hi, Jack. Pleasure.
Yeah. I thought you might want to go over the various...
Excuse me, but you're blocking the TV set.
Oh, sorry.
I don't usually watch TV during my meetings, but it's a rough cut of one of my films, Terminal Exterminator. What do you think of Arnie's new nose?
Well, looks all right.
Whitaker?
Oh, looks like a nose, that's all.
I knew it. Where's my micro? Memo to Arnold. The new nose has got to go. Extensive preview research shows it doesn't work. Okay, Whitaker. I love this story. I haven't even read it, but sincerely, I love you. I love this story.
You haven't read it?
My assistant gave me a summary.
A summary of a short story?
Look, it's perfect for the hometown family trend we're experiencing in the movies today. This is gonna be big stuff. Did you notice how I said that with flared nostrils? That's how excited I am.
Well, I'm glad you like it, but frankly, I can't imagine how you'd make it into a full-length movie. It's just a little story about the folks in Odyssey.
Is this modest or what? It's like calling War and Peace a kid's cartoon. It'll be a great film, classic, In fact, we'll film it right here. Probably use your own people.
But I still don't understand
how... Are you going to trust me or what? We got to have a trust thing going here. Talk to him, Paul. But you got to get out now. I've got to catch a plane to L.A.
Does that mean we're finished?
Got to run. Glad we could meet. Look me up if you're ever on the coast. Driver, get me to the airport.
Sure. Nice meeting you, too. Pat?
I'll call you in a couple of days, Whit. Thanks, and don't worry.
Worry? What's there to worry about?
A movie about Odyssey? About us?
Well, that's the idea. They're going to film it here and may even use some of us to act in it.
Oh,
perhaps I should dust off my ukulele once again.
Oh, please. Eugene and his ukulele. What a blockbuster.
Oh, and I suppose you expect to participate, Ms. Kendall. Perhaps you could do a guided tour of your CD collection?
I don't know what I'll do, but if I'm going to be in it, I may as well play myself. Beats the robot they'll have to find to play you.
Ho and ho.
Now, hang on. Before you get yourselves worked up about who's playing what, I honestly don't know whether any of us will be involved. Movie making's a funny business, you know.
Well, this whole thing sounds funny to me, Whit. I don't go to movies much, but I never thought one about Odyssey would have much of a draw.
Why not? Because unlike most films nowadays, it's healthy and wholesome and promotes positive values?
No, because it's boring. You have to spell everything out.
We are not boring. If you read Whit's story, you'd realize how exciting the little things in life can be.
Ms. Kendall's mind, for example.
Yeah,
oh, that's
what?
Enough.
And I didn't say I'm against the idea. I just think it sounds funny, that's all. Give them a taste of Hollywood, they get snippy.
Well, you guys can do what you want, but this could be a good opportunity for all of us, and I don't want to miss it.
Well, it didn't take long for everyone to come around to Connie's point of view. When folks weren't making plans to act, they wanted in on the act.
That's right, Tom. Yeah, the film company called this morning and said they'd be arriving within the week. Well, they've booked nearly every room in the hotel. Horses? Well, I don't know. Why? You're willing to rent yours. Uh-huh. And the barn. Anything else? And you'll be more than happy to play the lead. Well, I'll be sure to mention it if it comes up. Okay, Tom. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye. Hi, Bernard.
Hello, Whit. Well, what do you think?
About what?
Well, look.
I am, but... Oh, you're wearing a new work outfit.
Not just a work outfit, Whit. Look at the back.
Bernard Walton Super Shine. Impressive.
Yeah.
Bright, too. Is that luminescent paint?
Yep, and it also glows in the dark. I figure I can walk through some of the scenes as an extra. You know, get a little bit of free advertising.
But you're in my story, Bernard. Don't you want to perform as yourself?
Me? Not a chance. I'd rather leave that to someone like Robert Redford or Charlton Heston, Jimmy Stewart, you know.
Oh, that might be hard to do.
Well, anyone good, then. Someone to catch me as I truly am.
That might be even harder to do.
I'm not sure I get your meaning, Whit.
See you later, Whit.
All right, Connie. Where are you going?
Acting class. Gotta run.
Oh,
excuse me.
Pardon me.
Bye.
Bye, Connie.
Boy, some people let this movie stuff really go to their heads.
Hi, you look like you're trying to find someone. Can I help you?
The name's Marty. Marty Scoresberg. You must be John Whitaker.
I am.
I guess you wrote the story that I'm turning into a movie.
Ah, you're the...
Director, right. Call me Marty.
I didn't think you were coming until next week.
Well, a few of us came early to scout out the location. Also, I want to do some auditions with the local folks to see who'll work on camera.
Well, I should probably give you a look around. But first, let me introduce you to Bernard Walton.
Yeah, Super Shine.
My pleasure. If I remember the story correctly, you're quite a character.
Character?
Very funny. A real curmudgeon.
Oh, no, not me. I wash windows. Super Shine, you see?
Ah, right.
Bernard and I were just wondering who you got to play his character in the film.
Oh, well, unfortunately, we don't have anyone.
Huh.
You want me to audition?
Well, what I mean is the character of Bernard isn't in the film anymore.
I don't exist?
I'm sorry. Consolidating characters, streamlining action, it's part of the movie-making process.
I don't exist, Whit.
Well, I wasn't aware of any changes in my script.
It's in the contract Mr. Walker signed for you. Pretty standard. We have the right to make whatever changes we think are best for the sake of the film. My assistant was supposed to call you.
What kind of changes?
Oh, nothing that affects the heart of the story. Honestly.
What kind of changes, Marty?
The usual. Certain things about the town, some of the character portrayals. You, for example. I assume you want to look as good as possible.
Well, that depends.
Well, we felt your character in the story was a little boring. We needed someone a bit more lively, more animated.
You thought Wit was boring? Well, that's crazy. Don't you know what he does? Haven't you ever heard of the Imagination Station?
Oh, yeah, that. It was too cumbersome. We thought the action would move along better if it became something else.
You changed the Imagination Station? Into what?
A ring. Our hero wears it on his finger so he can move through time whenever he wants.
Well, which hero might that be?
David Darling, a fun-loving, precocious 10-year-old.
Well, I didn't have a fun-loving, precocious 10-year-old in my story.
Actually, your story had a number of kids in it. Frankly, it was confusing. We combined them into one kid, David Darling. He's the one the villain wants to get his hands on.
Villain?
I believe he was called Boris Darkheart in your story.
Boris what? Wit?
Blackguard. But I changed the name.
Oh, we changed it again. We're now calling him Dr. Mephisto. He lives in a tower on the end of town.
A tower? In Odyssey?
Why not?
Because we don't have one.
Easily fixed. Look, I'm sorry you had to hear this from me. Changing an author's work can be a very touchy subject, though in Hollywood it happens all the time.
Well, there are a lot of things that happen in Hollywood we don't like in Odyssey.
Naturally, I would appreciate your creative input, and I hope the entire town of Odyssey can feel a part of this film.
You can count on that.
There's one other character I wanted to talk to you about, though. Eugene.
What'd you do? Turn him into a calculator?
What about Eugene?
Present and accounted for.
Oh, Eugene, this is Marty, the director of the film. What's the ukulele for?
Glad you asked, Whit.
Sumer is a coomin' in, ludicing cuckoo.
Is this the kind of creative input you were looking for, Marty?
We'll return with more of today's adventure in Odyssey right after this. And now, the conclusion of today's adventure in Odyssey.
Over the next few days, the film company arrived in full force, and Odyssey was engulfed in a tidal wave of Hollywood.
Ellen Booth's the name. Script writing's the game. Now, Mr. Whittaker, what I've tried to capture in my screenplay, based on your story, of course, is the essence of who and what Odyssey is. Your characters and situations were so lifelike, I wanted to keep that.
By killing off some of the characters, huh?
I don't mean lifelike in the literal sense. What I'm trying to grasp is the symbolic nature of Odyssey. The Odyssey that's inside all of us. A personal Odyssey of Odyssey, as it were.
But you changed Odyssey.
I'm not speaking of a literal Odyssey. It's an Odyssey beyond the tangible place or the physical people. Are you with me?
Not at all.
Good, just so we understand one another.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming out today. We'd like to do these auditions as quickly and orderly as possible. Wit has graciously allowed us to use his theater in the back of the building, so we'll call you when we need you. Don't forget your scripts. Thank you.
Hi, Marty.
Hi, I'm really busy.
I'm Connie.
How nice. If you'll just have a seat, you can audition with the rest.
I'm Connie, the real Connie, the one Wit wrote about.
Oh, I see. You want an audition?
Sure.
For which part?
Well, I thought Connie.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that part's already cast. How embarrassing. I thought you would have met her.
You cast me? My character?
Yes, in fact, there she is now. Heather, come here, babe.
Heather?
Heather Shapley, I'd like you to meet the real Connie Kendall.
Hi, Connie. Nice to meet you.
You two have a nice visit now. I gotta get into those auditions.
Sure, Marty. So, you're playing me? Oh, yes. I'm so excited about it, too. I haven't played a teenage role since I was a teenager, I suppose. Neat, huh?
Neat.
You lead such an exciting life. I can hardly wait to play the romantic scenes.
Romantic scenes?
Yes. These small towns are a lot wilder than I thought.
Really? Where?
You'll have to excuse me while I get fitted for the beach scene.
Beach scene. Wit!
Eugene, babe.
Sweetie?
Eugene, you did great on it. Put the ukulele down, will you, please?
Oh, of course.
You did great on the audition. You make a better Eugene than I could have imagined.
Well, it was based on me, after all.
I'm having problems with the look.
The look?
I think we're going to have to come up with a different hair color. Maybe a different style.
Well, what's wrong with my hair?
Makeup! Let's try a perm with some highlights.
Ooh.
Now, let me get this straight.
You're going to have Dr. Mephisto kidnap David Darling and threaten to feed him to a swamp full of alligators?
A real cliffhanger.
You think families want to see that kind of violence?
Absolutely. The swamp is symbolic of the indifference that invades our families at home.
And the alligators?
The fear of bad grades at school?
Okay, Heather, this is the big scene where Connie has to kiss Rick goodbye, even though she still loves him. Now let's hear it.
Excuse me.
What now, Connie?
I never kissed anybody named Rick.
Your character does in the movie.
How come?
It's a romantic angle. The audience loves it. Romeo and Juliet, you've heard of them, right?
Yeah, but my friends at school are gonna see this. Do you know what this will do to my reputation?
The world is a lot bigger than your high school, Connie. Millions are gonna see this film.
Yeah, so they're gonna think I'm a blonde bimbo who goes around kissing anybody who comes along. Nothing personal, Heather.
Huh?
Never mind.
Connie, this is a movie. It's drama. It's not supposed to have anything to do with real life.
For two solid weeks, we watched as they filmed around Odyssey. But it wasn't us or our lives. It was like looking at a painting that was supposed to be a portrait but looked more like a silly picture. The gang, who originally felt excited about the idea, soon felt other things.
All right,
calm down. I don't understand what you want me to do about it.
It was your story. Can't you stop them from making the film?
Not this time. My agent was so caught up in the excitement of having my story filmed that he gave all my rights away. It happened this time, but it won't happen again.
Surely there must be a recourse to this travesty. Have you seen what they did to me? After I refused to let them mangle my hair, they got another actor who's... How can I say it?
A geek, Eugene. The actor's a geek.
Yeah.
It's the only thing about this film that's accurate.
I beg your pardon?
You think you got problems? I don't even exist.
And Tom Riley either.
Oh, I wish they'd cut me out. Did you see the bimbo they have playing my part? She doesn't look anything like me.
She certainly doesn't.
Oh, listen to you, Mr. Drool, when she passes by.
I do not. I'm in perfect control of my salivary faculties.
Did you see the actor they have playing Wit?
Now, the whole thing is an outrage, and I wouldn't stand for it. They weren't paying me so much as a technical assistant.
Well, there must be some way to stop it.
If only we could persuade them that it's a bad idea, that it won't be a successful movie.
Too late. They've poured too much money into it already.
Hey, why not a little sabotage? Huh? I mean, we could rig their equipment, spoil the film, all kinds of little untraceable annoyance.
No,
I won't have it. It's dishonest and unchristian.
Yeah. It's still a good idea.
Well, it's no worse than what they're doing, Whit. The movie they're making's a lie. It's not Odyssey. The whole world's gonna see this thing.
Well, isn't that the opportunity you didn't want to miss, Connie?
How was I supposed to know this was gonna turn us into a laughing stock?
How could any of us know? I mean, it's not like we have any experience with Hollywood or movie making.
Well, we'll know better if it ever comes up again.
Comes up again?
Hollywood is especially fond of sequels. They may want to make Son of Odyssey or Odyssey Strikes Again. Anything can happen in the world of make-believe.
Really? Like what?
Come in.
Hi. Sorry to interrupt.
Hi, Marty.
I'm glad I found you all together. I just wanted to peek in and say thanks for everything. We're packing up and moving out first thing in the morning.
Hmm? You are?
Did you give up on this crazy idea?
No, not at all. We simply finished all the exterior shots we needed. The rest will be done on our sound stages in Hollywood.
Terrific.
I appreciate all your hard work and input into this project. And, well, who am I kidding? Look, I know this has been tough for all of you, to have yourselves turned into movie characters that you don't like, but filmmaking is an exercise of compromises. That's the only way they get made.
Perhaps they're better off not being made.
Maybe. But the box office receipts don't back that up. And no matter what you feel about it, this movie looks like it's gonna do well. So why not sit back and enjoy it for what it is, huh? It's not you. But nobody said it had to be. We just want to make a good movie, okay? Okay, I'll send you tickets for the premiere. Goodbye.
Bye, Marty.
Yeah, just when I was getting worked up on the sabotage idea.
It's out of our hands now.
How depressing.
Well, I guess we can only do what he said. Sit back and enjoy it for what it is.
Well, it's still depressing.
Perhaps a tune on my ukulele would pick things up.
No!
Just thought I'd ask.
A couple of months went by, and we didn't hear anything about the film.
We hoped they had decided to drop it. Then came the word that it was going to be released, and that was followed by the announcement that the world premiere would be held at the Odyssey Bijou. Stars were there, reporters, producers, all kinds of movie people. And when the theater went dark, I got a tight feeling in my stomach. It got even tighter as I realized that everyone was enjoying the movie. I walked out to the lobby.
Oh, there you are. Thought I saw you sneak out.
Hi, Connie. Just wanted to stretch my legs.
Some film, huh?
It sure is. What do you think?
Well, after all my worrying, they cut my character out of it completely. I don't know, I was kind of disappointed. You and Eugene were the only ones left.
Oh, that's showbiz.
They like it, Whit. They really like it.
I know.
Yeah, are you two trying to get your reviews into the early edition of the Times?
What are you doing out here, Bernard?
I wanted to complain about the popcorn. Jamie, it's stale.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Walton.
Well, you can make it up by giving me a fresh box for free.
Yes, sir.
Aha, a spontaneous meeting? Why wasn't I invited?
It wouldn't have been spontaneous if we'd sent out invitations, Eugene.
Are we lamenting the cinematic exploits of our alter egos? Mine looked like a used Q-tip.
No, I came out here for popcorn. What about you two?
I came to find Whit.
Whit?
Well, I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to say in the next few minutes.
What do you mean?
Well, those doors are going to swing open, and everyone's going to tell me how much they liked that film.
Why, you think they liked it? Yeah, dumb question. The fact is, it wasn't half bad for a movie. Well, not that I know much about movies.
Well, if it wasn't supposed to be me, I'd say the same thing, but it was supposed to be me. So, what do I say?
Can't you tell them how it really is?
Why? People like it. Why spoil their fun?
Yeah, but it's not us.
No, it's not. But maybe that doesn't matter with the movies. Maybe people will know the difference.
One solution does present itself.
Oh, and what's that?
A, journey to Wit's End. B, consume some late-night Sundays. Then you won't have to answer any questions, at least not tonight.
Well, you may be onto something there, Eugene. Shall we?
Yeah,
all right.
I think that's a good idea. Eugene, that's probably the best.
So we went back to Wit's End, and as Eugene serenaded us with his ukulele, Connie complained that they had cut her out of the movie, and Bernard told us what a brat the star really is. I was glad to be living and breathing in the real Odyssey, where the lights of Wit's End burned late into the night, and we slipped quietly to the end of yet another day in our lives. No movie could capture the wonder of that. Then again, who says it has to?
Even though Odyssey's first movie-making experience didn't turn out exactly the way everyone expected, like Whit said, it's nice to know that the real Odyssey is still around and that no movie can ever take it away. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written by Paul McCusker and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.